Good evening and welcome to Bible Talk. This is a program brought to you by the North Valdosta Church of Christ. We're delighted to have you with us this evening. This is a live program coming to you from downtown Valdosta here on 92.1 FM. We are glad to have you with us for the next hour. You'll be invited to call in with your questions or comments. This is a Bible program. We call it Bible Talk because we're going to talk about the Bible, and if there's a question that you have about the Bible, you can call it on at 229-255-99210, and we will try to the best of our ability anyway to give an answer. We don't suggest that we have all the answers, but Bible Talk is exactly that. It's an open forum where we can talk about the Bible together, and we hope that you will stay with us for the next hour as we talk about the Bible together. And again, brought to you by the North Valdosta Church of Christ. We are located at 4313 North Valdosta Road, just 1 mile east of I-75, exit 22, or just west of the Smith North View Hospital. We invite you to come and to visit with us any opportunity that you have. We'll have services on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock for worship time, and then the Bible class at 10 o'clock. And then at 11 o'clock, we have our regular worship with communion, and Wednesday night, 7 o'clock for Bible study. We invite you to visit our website. We have a website with all the information about us, times of services, location, and maps, sermons, and bulletin material. And you can sign up for a Bible correspondence course. Maybe you wanted to study the Bible in the comfort of your home, and maybe through a mail correspondence course that the United States Postal Service would be glad to bring to you. You know, it's kind of an old idea, but still effective. And if you'd like to sign up for that course, it doesn't cost you anything for the course. You just put a stamp on it and send it back to us. We have a couple of courses that are available there, and you can also send us questions or comments about the program. The website is www.northvaldostacoc. Easy to remember, northvaldostacoc.com, and you can write to us with your questions and comments, even about the program. It's a live program again, and we invite you to call in. You can listen to us on the web, again, going to talk921.com. There's a place that you can listen to it on the top right-hand corner on your computer. Or if you have a smartphone or an iPad, there's a little icon just below that that you can punch, and you can listen into the program. And again, with the smartphone things, the use of long distance is pretty much a dinosaur, and so you can call in 229-259-9210. Later on in the program, we're going to have as our guest Gene Taylor from Tallahassee, Florida. He'll be joining us around 6:30 to talk about our topic tonight, which is, what is the Church of Christ? You know, we talked about this program being brought to you by the North Valdosta Church of Christ, and we wanted to spend some time tonight talking about really what the Bible says about that term or that idea about what is the Church of Christ. And so we invite you to call in. You can leave your question with Chase, or you could just wait a minute. We'll put you on the air. We can talk about that together, and we hope that you will do that. And tonight we have again with us Steve Peter from Monticello. And Steve, it's good to see you. Good to have you with us on our program tonight.
Hello, Ken. It's good to be with you. I'm thankful to be here. I had to drive through the rain from Monticello, Florida, but it's well worth it. Love the topic, and I'm excited about it. You know, people that just know vaguely about the Church of Christ, usually I hear them say, well, you're the folks that don't have instrumental music, or you believe you have to be baptized to be saved. And while we teach that and believe those things are true and accurate, it doesn't define who the Church of Christ is. So I'm thankful that you're having it on this topic this evening.
Well, it's good to have you. Let me give you a minute to tell us about Monticello real quick. I know we do that each week. I want to give you some more time about what time your services are, where you are located in Monticello, Florida.
Yeah, thank you, Kent. We're located about 10 miles off of I-10 on Highway 19, and we're just south of the courthouse when you get into Monticello at 475 South Jefferson Street, and we meet at 9:30 on Sunday mornings and 5 p.m. on Sunday evenings, and 7:30 for Bible study on Wednesday nights. We'd love to have you come, bring your Bible, and study it with us.
And that's what we do here is talk about the Bible, and I think that the unity that we have, we'll talk about that probably in this idea about the church, is the fact that that's one of the things that we try to do as the Church of Christ is, you know, it's a simple idea. Just open the Bible and see what it says. And I know that it's true of Monticello, it's true of North Valdosta. We invite questions, we invite inquiries, we invite examination, and we believe that if we can find it in the Bible, of course, that it's going to be what we need to be doing. And I think that that's one of the, to me, one of the strengths of understanding what the will of God is that you can read the Bible, and I can read the Bible, and you and I can come to an understanding of that, and I know they'll do that over in Monticello. Chase, good to see you tonight, and good to have you. Willis is our wingman that keeps things running so good over there, and it's good to have Chase with us. And again, if you have any questions or comments, you can call in at 229-259-9210. Now, the question may not have anything to do with what we're talking about tonight, and that's okay, too. Maybe there's a question that you've been in your Bible studies, or maybe somebody said something on the radio or some topic that has to do with the Bible. You can call us up, and we will, again, try to the best of our ability and talk about those questions. I told Steve recently that we did a program, Danny Roberts and I, back in Florida some years ago. He and I did radio for about 14 to 15 years. We had a man call in and said, I've lost my donkeys. And it was like, this was a Sunday morning program, and we said, well, that's sort of a Bible question. Saul was looking for his father's donkeys, and so we kind of went through that, and sure enough, he really did lose his donkeys, and I think he eventually found them. So if there's a question you have about the Bible, again, it may not pertain to the subject that we're discussing at hand, you can call that in, or if you have something to add to what we're saying, we indeed invite you to do that. And remind you that you can write to us. You can write to my address at Heaton Kent at bellsouth.net. You can write to us to some questions that are there. Well, we're going to talk about what is the Church of Christ. And I think that so much of that, Steve, is fueled by an understanding and probably a misunderstanding of what really the idea of church means. I know that in our day, the idea of church is a very common idea. It's a very common name. You know, you have churches named after all kinds of things. But I think that sometimes people fail to quite appreciate that the idea of what we understand the church to be has just not always been that way. Because when you go back to the New Testament days, that you could stand on the street corner and say, you know, I'm going to church, and they might, of course, they would be speaking maybe the different language, they would say, well, you're going to get together with somebody? I mean, that's really what you're going to do? It didn't impress them much, because the word itself, and as we define what it means to be the Church of Christ, the word itself means something probably most people don't really understand or realize how the word is used in Scripture and really what the meaning of that word is even today. I mean, it's a word that has more to do with an assembly. That's really what the word means. And when we talk about Church of Christ, it's kind of funny, is the C, capital C or little C. And, you know, over the years, even some of my brethren knows that we have little C's. And it's like, yeah, okay, I still type every time there's reference to given to Jesus or God. It's capital letters, buddy. I mean, you know, we don't put them in lowercase, which is, it's a respectful thing to do. I'm not sure if it's a sin if you, you know, talk about Jesus being a he and it's a little h, but that may be a church as well. But, you know, defining what the word means, it is a word. I'll let you show your Greek here, brother. Tell us what the word in Greek means, our Greek scholar here.
Thank you, Kent. The one word I know in Greek is ekklesia. And I appreciate that.
I know some Greeks that was back at home, but the one word ekklesia means just, it's the called out. It's an assembly of people that are called out. I think what's interesting is that when you see it's used, actually in Acts 19, for example, there's a number of ways that it is used, and it's not in the common vernacular of what we remember today. Of course, Paul is at Ephesus, and there's sort of there's a riot going on in Ephesus because they're upset about Demetrius and the things that Paul has done. But we'll go to verse 32, and if you have your Bibles, turn with us if you have opportunity to. But Acts 19, verse 32, some therefore cried one thing and some another, for the assembly was confused, and most of them did not know why they had come together. And they drew Alexander out of the multitude, the Jews putting him forward, and Alexander motioned with his hand, and went in to make his defense to the people. And when they found out that he was a Jew, all with one voice cried out about 2 hours, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians." And when the city clerk had quieted the crowd, he said to them, and he goes and explains something, we go down to verse 32, "But if you have any other inquiry to make, it shall be determined in the lawful assembly. For we are in danger of being called in question for today's uproar, there being no reason which we may give to account for this disorderly gathering." And when he had said these things, he dismissed the assembly. What's interesting about that word assembly is that it means the ecclesia. It's the called out. And so when we want to define what is the Church of Christ, I think it's imperative that we define the terms. And the word church just simply means it's the called out group of people. In this case, it was a secular assembly, not really civil government, but it was just a group of people that got together because they were upset, and so there was this assembly. And so when we talk about the Church of Christ, we're talking about people who have been called out that would, you know, be assembled with Christ or being connected with Christ in that way. And so when we talk about the Church of Christ, it's not an official term. It's not an official name. And we'll talk about this, I know, but I think one of the things that may surprise a lot of people is that the New Testament church doesn't really have, quote-unquote, an official name. It's a descriptive thing. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of terms that are used to reference the Church of Christ in the Scriptures. You know, somebody should call in this question, where is the Church of Christ found in Scripture? Where's it found, Steve?
That would be Romans 16.
Not the church. No, I said, where's the Church of Christ found in Scripture?
Let me look for that, Ken.
It's not. It's not in there. But, you're right, Romans 16, it references the churches.
That's right.
Christ.
That's right. It's a scriptural name.
Yeah, I know it is. I'm nitpicking here because the difference of the church of the churches. But the churches of Christ, it is found in
Romans 16.
Right. Verse 16.
Verse 16.
So it's a very scriptural name.
Let me get you on the quick.
It's a very applicable name. It's a very fitting name because, number one, it's used in Scripture, and Paul is saying to the churches of Christ. So that means that it's the groups, the assemblies that make up Jesus Christ. And so his reference is not to an official term, but it is just simply indicating those who are the faithful, those who are the ones who will make up the Church of Christ.
Hey, Kent, we just got a question from a caller named Don Whitehead. He asked, what is the International Church of Christ?
I don't know. I didn't come prepared to answer that question. I don't know what... I know that there's a difference, and that the terms Church of Christ can be used, and there's a group called the Church of Christ, which may be the International Church of Christ, that embraces any and everything that walks upon the face of the earth. I don't know. I'll have to just say, but I don't have a good answer to give to actually what the International Church of Christ is. I'm not sure. So maybe we have a caller that will be able to bring that into us, what it is. We're going to talk about what the Bible talks about the Church of Christ and what the Lord says. I do know that there's no International Church of Christ in the Scriptures. The only time we have the reference actually to the Churches of Christ is in Romans 16 and verse 16. But you know, back to this idea of the assembly, we've got the church meaning the assembled group, but it's those who have been called out by the gospel. That's what the word church means, is that it is those who are going to be called out by the gospel of Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and in verse 14, to which he called you out by our gospel. The church of the Lord is made up of those who have been called out of the world by the gospel of Christ, and they are citizens of the kingdom. But there's two ways to use the idea of the church. It's the universal church, which means, you know, there's a body of God's people here in Valdosta, Monticello, Tallahassee, we'll talk about in a minute, but there's some in Bulgaria, there's some in China, so we're all part of that body. But then, of course, there's a local sense of which the church is used, because, again, maybe something that people don't realize, the book of 1 and 2 Corinthians is written to church of Corinth. The book of Ephesians is written to the church at Ephesus. So it's a local church. And so the term can mean something that is just a local church. And so we're just talking about the called out group of people that belong to Christ. That's what the Church of Christ is. It's not a denominational name. It's not a name that is given by man. It's a very applicable name. But there are other names that are given to the distinction of the church. Maybe you have a question or comment. Again, to call in 229-259-9210. We did have a question and don't have an answer. So that happens too. We'll work on that. We'll put that up for next week, and we'll spend a little time and kind of explain what that is for next week. So we'll do. We appreciate the call coming in. Appreciate that, Don. 259-9210 about the church. Steve, tell us about the Church of Christ. What it is? What's making it so distinctive for 2,000 years?
I like the way you started out the program, Kent, saying that we'll be going to the New Testament scriptures. I mean, that's where we see a clear picture, really, of what it is, and it's a very clear picture that we have there. That's where we go for all of our authority. We don't go to any man-made creeds or we don't report to any boards. The Church of Christ are made up of local congregations. A local congregation is a Church of Christ, and we don't report to any board of directors. Jesus Christ is the head of the church. He purchased it with his blood. We see in Acts chapter 20, as Paul was talking to the elders from Ephesus, he's talking about them overseeing the church. It's a self-governing body.
Right.
We have no earthly head. Jesus Christ is the head. And that really, you said we're not a denomination. That's really what I think distinguishes the Church of Christ from, like, the Independent Church of Christ or International Church of Christ or any other group that claims to be a denomination.
Right. And I think that that's one of the elements of the Church of Christ that I think it has to be clarified, is that many people look at the Church of Christ as being just like, you know, everything else, and that, you know, I have people, I know you have too, that said, well, where's your headquarters? You know, where's your headship or something? And it's like, well, but we don't. Now, we're talking about Monticello and Valdosta, and we'll have Gene on in a minute in Tallahassee. The thing that is so unique about it is that while we have a lot of unity and the relationship of what we do, there's not a place that you and I and Gene go and say, okay, let's get together on what we're going to do and follow these edicts and laws, because that's the way it's all going to be handed down.
That's right.
Because it sort of goes back to where we began this program back in the beginning of November, was that everything is based upon the Word of God. And if you live in Monticello and I live in Valdosta and we read the scriptures, the idea is you and I are going to come to the similar conclusion about this thing. We're going to be builders. We're going to build the church, and you're going to use the same pattern that I'm going to use. And when you build the church according to the pattern, you know, at least in organizing it, and I do the same thing, while we're not in collusion of that, and while we're not calling up one another and say, okay, what are you doing? The fact of the matter is, when you finish and I finish, as we build anyway, it's going to look the same. And that's because we follow the same pattern. And that means that we don't need an earthly group that will tell us, okay, now we're going to sit up here in Atlanta or wherever we're going to be, and we're going to say, okay, now Gene, you do this, and Steve, you do this, and Kent, you do this. We don't need that.
That's right.
We use the word autonomous.
Right.
And the unique character of the church is that we are autonomous because we follow the same pattern. That is such a simple That's such a simple idea that if you follow the pattern and I follow the pattern, the end of the conclusion is going to be the same, and we don't need an earthly organization to say, well, now you need to do this. We don't have a discipline. We don't have a manual per se. We have a discipline and we have a manual, which is the Word of God.
That's right.
And when you read it and understand it, as Paul said in Ephesians 3, and I read it and understand it in Ephesians 3, and Gene reads it too, we're going to come to the same conclusion. And that means we don't need an earthly group. And so I think that maybe people can appreciate the fact that when they see maybe a group that identifies themselves, at least in the Church of Christ, this is not a group, at least I'll speak for Valdosta, and I know about Monticello and Tallahassee, is that we don't have that kind of an organization. We just simply appeal to Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have the knowledge that God wants us to have about how to build and organize the church, and the Church of Christ is something that Jesus built. He died for it. He bought it. He's the head. He's the husband. He's the Lord. Enough said.
That's right. That's right. And that's the way the Lord set it up, Kent, in His wisdom. When the Bible in the New Testament, it talks about the leadership of the church, it's on the local level. You know, Peter, in 1 Peter chapter 5, talks about the overseers, the shepherds, the elders, the bishops, all of those names appropriate there. They're overseeing those that are among them. And so much detail is given to that. We see the guidelines, qualifications in 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1 for elders and deacons within the local congregation. If the Lord intended for us to report to an earthly board that was over several congregations or many congregations or all that ascribe to that, then He would have certainly laid that out in the Scripture, but He didn't. It's on the local level.
And I think one of the challenges that you find there, Steve, is the fact that when you have men create these boards, you know, there are some religious groups that have created these boards and things, and all of a sudden, over the years now, they're embracing things that you're shaking your head and thinking, what did they get out of the Bible? You know, there have been religious groups that have embraced immorality at least once defined by God, the doubts and accepted, and it's like, but the problem is you're having that being your emphasis of authority instead of Scripture. And the appeal that we make, even on this program, the appeal that we make is, let's open the Bible and see what it says. It doesn't matter what Steve says. It doesn't matter what Gene says. And it sure doesn't matter what Kent says.
Exactly. I mean, the Church of Christ, it's designed and built to do the work of God based on the Word of God. We cannot improve that. We do our best when we do what God says and nothing else.
How can we improve on it anyway? Yeah, that's one of the things that if you put a committee together to decide how we're supposed to worship God, how can we do it any better than what God has already said? And the fact that we know that if we recognize that that the Bible is our authority, then we have to follow it and follow it in its pattern. And then I think sometimes, too, what people have an idea about a church, and it's a quote that I came across that I thought was somewhat fitting. Vance Havner, one of my favorite authors that I quote quite often, but he makes terribly good sense. He says that we're hearing today about those who like Christ but do not like the church, but Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. How can we like the head but not the body? How can we like the groom but not the bride? And then the emphasis is that when we talk about the church, we've got to realize that it's based upon the will of God. And we can't simply say that, well, you know, I like the church and I like what that's all about, but I'm going to do what I want to do. Or we're going to be a church and we're just going to follow whatever, you know, we feel like doing. And if that appeals to the society, if it appeals to the community, we're just going to sort of follow that pattern. But the problem with that is, we'll go back to what we talked about in a couple of other programs, that Christ is the head. And the head is the one that rules the body. And the whole relationship with the groom and the bride. And that the Church of Christ is, number one, it's the bride. And that's a name. You could call the Church of the Lord, you could call it the Bride of Christ, because that's what it is. Because that is the relationship of the groom to Christ. And so when you talk about the Church of Christ, it means just simply following the will of Christ, not
man.
Right.
That's right.
Nobody on this earth.
When we try to define what the church is, Kent, that's where we go, to the New Testament. I mean, you ask different people in the street, what is the church, and you'll get all kinds of answers. But in the Word of God, it says that we're concerned about spiritual matters, evangelism, mm-hmm. edification, and benevolence. And that benevolence, I believe, we see in the authority from the Scripture that it's very limited. And we need to adhere to the Scripture. We cannot improve upon the Lord's church.
Right. Well, we're going to take a break here at 6:30 real quick, and when we come back, we're going to have Gene Taylor with us from Tallahassee, Florida. Thank you for listening on Bible Talk.